Well, welcome once again to Legacy Leadership Alliance. I am Bishop Sean Cooper, and I tell you it's a joy to share with you here on Legacy Leadership Alliance. Legacy Leadership Alliance is a podcast dedicated to emerging generations and thought leaders for legacy transference in the marketplace, educational systems, and religious institutions. Legacy Leadership Alliance four points of light are mentorship, PK Alliance, and pastoral infrastructure. Blessings and Happy New Year. This is our first podcast here on Legacy Leadership Alliance in terms of the first of the new year. And I'm very, very, very excited to get right to it. I want to talk to you about refocusing your leadership lens. Refocusing your leadership lens. And surely God wants us to find joy in the journey. God wants us to have clarity in the mandate. And as leaders, sometimes it can be quite difficult navigating in this season. Many of us are facing decision fatigue because it's been so much going on in the last 3 years as we deal with this mystery called coronavirus and navigate through the minefields of distractions and whatnot. God wants us to stay on point in spite of everything that we're going through. But we must refocus our leadership lens. So I think the first thing that we need to deal with as we talk about refocusing your leadership lens, I think you as a leader and me as well, we have to take stock of our leadership reality. What is your leadership reality? What's going on in your world as a leader, whether you're a pastor, entrepreneur, or it doesn't matter, you know, what is your leadership reality? And we need to take stock because it's very important if we're going to be effective moving into this 2022, we have to really understand where we are in our headspace. Taking stock in our leadership reality is being conscious of our mental balance. Are we, you know, carrying the residue of 20 and 21 decision fatigue, as I talked about? And are you emotionally healthy? Are you in an emotional healthy place? Because that's very important. It's very hard to shoot for the future when your present day reality is fragmented. And you have to take stock of that. You have to discern your reality or where you are in your headspace. You know, Paul, he was a great leader, and he said in Philippians 4:11, not that I was ever in need, for I have learned in every state to get along happily, whether I have little or much. I know how to live almost on nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation. He was saying that he learned how to conquer the moment, whether he had money or he didn't have money, whether he had people following or there was rejection. He was able to find the balance of navigating through the moment, conquering the moment, and staying emotionally healthy. And I'm letting you know, as a leader, there is grace spaces. There is the grace of God that helps you to manage the moment so that you can have joy in the journey and have those joy spots, those joy moments that recalibrate you, that reset you, that causes you to be refocused in your vision. Remember, refocusing your leadership lens. So as we move into this 2022, I want you to take stock of your reality. I want you to really understand that God wants you to have the biblical rhythm of practicing the Sabbath. Although your life right now still feels a little disjointed, you haven't found the rhythm, right, of what you had in 2019 because of this great disruption. It has thrown the rhythms off. But what keeps you poised under the pressure is maintaining the biblical rhythm of rest. practicing the Sabbath, making sure that you take a day off, making sure you take time to pray and seek the Lord and be intimate and personal. So that particular lifeline is not disrupted by the disruptions around you. Okay. So that's very, very important as we move into 2022, that you take stock as a leader of your personal reality, okay, of where you are emotionally, and you take that to God, because it's hard to give life when you have no oxygen. You have to first be breathing in order to give oxygen to others as a leader. Especially as pastors, it's very important, man, that we make sure that we are emotionally, mentally okay and do whatever we have to do to get the healing so we can endure the challenges that are before us. Not only do we have to take stock of our leadership reality, the second thing, we got to be careful of what I call the fog of leadership. Well, what is the fog of leadership? The fog of leadership is when the heart issues of yesterday or what is present becomes so prominent, it fogs rather our view, our fragments the way we see. We can't see through the lens of clear vision in leadership because of the fog of betrayal. You've been betrayed or you've been hurt. And I'm be honest with you, as a leader, and especially when it comes to a pastor, there's nothing that has devastated me more, including my wife. There's nothing that has devastated us more in the journey of leadership. We've been pastoring, man, 29 years now, going on rather 29 years. I think in March it'll be 29 years. And if there's one single thing that we both would admit to real quickly that has hurt us and devastated us, has been betrayal. When people that are close to you, whether they walk away from you for whatever reason, with a knife that they put in your back and turned it, for whatever reason, it has been incredibly devastating. In fact, if we look at present day statistics with leaders and pastors, of course, we're calling it the great resignation, like people are quitting their jobs and you know, quitting corporations and CEOs. We have never seen so many CEOs and people of positions of power leave their particular positions of authority as we've seen now in the last couple of years. So, and it's not only in the secular world, in the business world, it's also in the church. If you look at the statistics, there are pastors and leaders that are leaving the pulpit, and many of them saying, I'm going back to my secular jobs. And a lot of that has to do with the fog of leadership. Right. It has to do with being hurt by betrayal. Now, that's not in every case, because some leaders are leaving for whatever reason, because of infidelity, you know, things has happened over the course of ministry and they just thrown in the towel. But there's a large margin. If you dig into it, it is because of feeling betrayal or being betrayed. One of the two. And it fogs, right? Foresight. It fragments vision. It puts leadership into a leadership noise, you know, where things are just loud and they have no distinction anymore. And it may be somebody that I'm talking to right now that you're going through it, that pain thing, you know, and that is that you have experienced some level of being betrayed. And you are not being healed and you want to quit. Well, that's where that leadership fog come in, right? The fog where you can't see vision. You don't know if God wants you to go or stay. In fact, the pain itself makes you want to throw in the towel. Don't quit because you're hurt. Understand that Jesus is the greatest example when we talk about the fog of leadership. He's the greatest example when we relate it to betrayal. You know, Judas betrayed Jesus. Judas was cold-blooded. He sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. You can't even get a good groceries for a month with 30 pieces of silver in that day. You know, but Jesus was so poised. Judas ran up to Jesus and kissed him and called him friend. Now, if that's not cold-blooded, I don't know what is, okay? But Jesus was so equipped with leadership fortitude and unbroken focus, that he already knew what was in the nature of Judas. In other words, Jesus already knew that Judas was going to betray him. And guess what? The betrayal in Judas was found out at the time of communion, which should be the most intimate and personal time of friendship, koinonia, fellowship. But look at Jesus' response. He said, whatever you're going to do, do it quickly. But it never threw Jesus off his mandate. Regardless of what was going on, the fog of leadership didn't take precedence over Jesus' foresight, insight, revelation, and pursuit of purpose. So what I'm saying to you, whether you are in whatever field of occupation, even dealing with teachers, and you know, there's a lot of things that's going on in the educational system where a lot of teachers are just, they're quitting. And even those that are in the medical industry, because of all of the disruptions and the stresses and the pressure that is put upon them. You got to make sure that you don't quit before you conquer. You got to make sure that the fog and the noise of leadership distraction doesn't diminish your faith as a leader. You know, these unresolved heart issues and emotional distractions can be situations that kill the dreams that God has put in you. It can come in the form of struggle within your marriage and family issues and drama. These all can turn into leadership fog that fragments the view of what God has called you to do and make you want to quit. So I believe another way that we could refocus our leadership lens is being cognizant of the trap of overindulgence of information. Now, that's very significant to this particular moment of leadership, overindulgence of information. It decays. Listen to me. As a leader, it decays and disrupts your focus. And as a result of that, when we try to hear from the Holy Spirit, especially when it comes to in terms of direction, we hear static because of distractions. Overindulgence of information is very, very crucial. Okay. In other words, being aware of that to your destiny, because there's so much information coming at us through social media, through the television, our jobs. There's constant shifts and changes even in our assignment. And so you want to be cognizant and being careful that you don't become addicted to the noise and just trying to be first. And you're just grabbing information. And some of this information has nothing to do with your destiny. It's a distraction. It's overindulgence. And it's breaking your focus. We have to, as leaders in this present day, be wise as we lead. That's very essential. We have to be full of wisdom, because on every turn, especially if you're a spiritual leader, the devil is going to do everything he can to produce a culture around you that will throw your focus off. And you must not give yourself over to distractions. You and I got to have a gauge on focus and loyalty in our personal assignment. I believe one of the leadership biblical skills that we have to acquire in 2022, okay, is listening skills, having a better ability to listen to the Holy Spirit and listen to God. Because listening, it goes beyond just hearing. Hearing is dealing with the physical ear, but listening is being able to listen from in the form of instructions, okay? The disciples were in the vortex, I believe, in many cases, of scrambled egg syndrome. Remember, they got caught up in the storm. Jesus told them to go to the other side, but they got caught up in the storm. They were like scrambled eggs. They were running back and forth because they were looking at the storm, and the water was beating up on the boat and getting in the boat, and they got distracted. OK, Okay. They became emotionally high maintenance. Now that's very important. So this high emotional maintenance can make you, as a leader, emotionally clumsy. And you start not having proper reasoning. We call it dexterity, right? Balance and wisdom. And then when you become emotionally clumsy as a leader, you also become unskilled in heart matters. In other words, you become ungovernable in your decision making. It's by impulse and not by principle. I have a principle that says it's better to live by principle than to die by impulse. You become an impulsive leader. And we've seen those leaders. And I think all of us at some leadership state or some leadership level have become emotionally clumsy, unskilled in heart, right? And so it's very important that as we enter into this 2022, that our lens, you know, we start refocusing our lens to make sure that the focus is right. We're not out of focus. I know some of my friends, I love them, right? The Bible says, if your brother is overtaken in a fault, you that are spiritual, restore them with the spirit of meekness, considering yourself. So I love my brothers in Christ and I'm praying for them. But if the truth be told, I believe that when the coronavirus started, and if we could just go back to the election of the war between Democrats and Republicans and how that total spirit start dominating the heart of the church, the body of Christ. And many of my friends got off message. They got off message. And when we get off message, we become emotionally clumsy. The enemy begin to manipulate our thought life, and we start turning into a Saul rather than a Paul. If you remember Saul, he was out there persecuting the Christians, thinking he's doing God's will, until God gave him an encounter and knocked him off that beast, and scales were on his eyes. And then he went to go pray to the man of God. The man of God prayed for him. The scales fell off. He got on message. There are times that we can be off message and become emotionally clumsy as a leader. And sometimes we don't really realize it. So that's why it's essential to make sure that we have that biblical rhythm that I talked about, that practicing the Sabbath, making sure that regardless how busy we are as leaders, that we provide the prayer time, the time of to literally rest our minds and our spirits. I know that most of you guys know that one of my ways to balance it all out is fishing, going out there and fishing and getting out into the wild. And sometimes not even praying. I mean, just a seizing the moment of relaxation, because I don't want to become emotionally clumsy. I don't want to have that high maintenance, right? Emotional high maintenance, because you start feeling things that's not God, making decisions out of impulse. And then everybody around you hate you. You know, even the dog run from you because, you know, you're too mean, you're moody, and you're not balanced emotionally. That is very, very important that you don't allow the fog of leadership to infect your leadership influence, okay? You don't want to become infected. Sometimes you got a disease and don't know it. And people around you have to talk to you and deal with your leadership in love and speak truth to power. I know my wife, she always speaks truth to power to me. when I get emotionally clumsy and just flippantly, right? Because of the fog of leadership. And every leader need their leadership space, okay? Because the noise and the distractions that's on the external and sometimes in the internal of what you're going through really affect your decision making, and you're not able to effectively go forward when you don't get that leadership space to pray and to bring things before the Holy Spirit and weigh it out, pray it out, fast it out. as we go forward in 2022. And this doesn't necessarily just speaking to pastors or those that are in ministry positions, but I'm talking to the Nehemiahs, the Josephs, right? That you hold a political position or you hold some secular position, but yet you are operating in two spheres, the sacred, right? The sacred, the spiritual, and the secular. And in each of us that have career field, we still have a life mission that belongs to God. Very important that you be able to manage your career field and your life mission effectively. And of course, as leaders, we all want to be effective as it relates to the mission that God has given us. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 145 and 19 that he will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. And I think that's a very profound as a leader, that God will fulfill whatever he's designed you to do as a leader, that God will make sure that that which he has touched your life with, that it manifests and comes to pass because you reverence, you fear him, right? There's a deep reverence for the presence of God and the position that he holds within your life as a leader. So I think another practical point of refocusing your leadership lens, it has to do with the listening dynamic, okay? Because what I believe that God is doing is that he's trying to shift our thinking from the top-down leadership, right, to servant leadership or the pioneering leadership. I was just talking to my wife, and of course we had our staff meeting, and it's very clear to me that we as leaders can't live in the ivory tower. We can't just call the shots from the top, right? And that's it. The reason why is because the whole nation and the whole world have shifted, and it's put a demand on creativity, innovation, and the mantle of the pioneer, which means you got to start something new. And if you are a leader that's been comfortable with the systems as they are, and there is no mobility, there's no movement, there's no thinking out of the box, you're really going to have a hard time with this season, because this season demands creativity, innovation, and a pioneering spirit, which means that we as leaders got to come from the ivory tower and grab a pick and get some seed in the ground. Now, this demands change, transition, and a heart that's opened up for the Lord to speak divine direction so we can get divine impact. You know, I just simply believe in this 2022, as we enter in, I believe that God is going to, now listen to this, reawake expectations that has been lost through transition. I believe that God is reawakening expectations, because I think through the coronavirus, I think it has dampened our faith. It has diminished our belief in longevity. Many leaders have fallen into depression, hopelessness. That is not our fate. That is not our fate. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you as a leader, okay? I want you to refocus your lens. I want you to understand that you're called to conquer and win and transcend and rise above the limits. We used to say back home, release your faith, God will release his power. Okay? Pray about everything. Dad Walker used to say, pray about everything and worry about nothing. So I want you to be encouraged as a leader, whether you're a high school teacher or a president over a corporation, or you're working in the medical field. Are you a senior leader? Wherever you lead, lead well. Don't let nothing diminish your faith. Don't let nothing throw you off the mission. Don't allow internal conflicts to be your gauge of victory. Win right where you are as a leader. Overcome right where you are. Bloom right where you're planted. And I'm telling you, God gonna do a great work. Well, my time is up. I am so blessed to be able to share with you guys here on Legacy Leadership Alliance. Now, once again, please, by all means, why don't you share this with some leaders that happen to be pastors or entrepreneurs or anyone that's in a leadership position? Why don't you send it to them so that they can be blessed? And also subscribe to Legacy Leadership Alliance. I would greatly appreciate it. Remember, it is better to live by principle than to die by impulse. You go with God and be blessed.
Thank you for listening to the Legacy Leadership Alliance podcast. We invite you to continue to join us at the intersection of religion, education, and the marketplace as we provide synergy and faith toward the future. Follow us on all podcast platforms and subscribe. Contact Sean Cooper at bishopsean@gmail.com. To donate to Legacy Leadership Alliance, Cash App $Bishop Sean. And remember, it is better to live by principle than to die by impulse.